I'll be honest, summer camps and I are not the best of acquaintances. I spent most of my summers recovering from the previous school year and catching up on missed sleep, so I was more than excited to go camping. And then I found out I'd be attending a cooking camp. This is my idea of cooking. Heat it up in the microwave and voila, dinner is served. But at the New York Wine and Culinary Center in Canandaigua, 18 students are trading in textbooks and book bags for recipe books and aprons. On the menu,
today, what we're going to make are soup and sandwiches.
That's instructor Chef Jeff McLean.
We're going to start our soup recipes first, okay? And then right towards the end, just a second, Harry. And then right towards the end, we're going to go ahead and we'll put our sandwiches together. What's up, Harry?
Harry is the youngest chef at 7 years old.
Sophie, she can't have any nuts near the food she uses.
Right.
Because of cross-contamination.
Right.
Sophie is Harry's 12-year-old sister.
I understand everyone's allergies here, and we'll make sure we take every precaution to make sure that your food is kept safe and isolated.
Chef Jeff tells Sophie he has homemade peanut butter that she can use for her peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Then he uses the interruption as a teaching moment for the other chefs.
What do you think goes in homemade peanut butter? Nuts? What else?
Salt.
So we have nuts, we have salt, and a little bit of peanut oil.
But while Chef Jeff is teaching, Harry is reading. He thinks he's found an error on his list of ingredients, so he raises his hand again.
Did you read this before? Because it says according to the package. And these aren't in the package?
No, they took them out of the package. But when we cook noodles, we always cook them in the same way. Every time. We get a big pot of boiling
Chef
water.
Jeff quickly eases Harry's concern and then begins handing out trays of veggies to each group.
Celery, the carrots, and the onions are called mirepoix. Okay? And that is a French term that means celery, carrots, and onions. And it's a mixture of vegetables that is used in just about every soup. Onions offer an earthiness and a sharp aromatic flavor. We have celery that offers a green, kind of fresh, grassy flavor. And then we have the carrots, and that offers a nice sweet flavor.
Now Chef Jeff is handing out large cutting knives to older chefs. They'll cut up the mirepoix for the rest of the group.
Now remember, if it's a very long vegetable, the first thing we want to do is make it shorter than the knife blade. And we use the back portion of the knife, like that, and then like that.
I ask Harry and Sophie what soup they'll be making.
Chicken noodle soup.
The siblings say they picked this particular soup because of Sophie's allergies.
I'm just tolerant to a lot of soy, so if I have, say, 2 or 3 days in a row having soy, I'll get sick. And we're staying away from vegetable oil because most of the time it has soy in it.
So if I come back and try some of the food, it's not going to kill me, right?
Hopefully not.
It will.
I'm going to move away from you guys. You're dangerous.
I make my way to the next table where 11-year-old Liam and 13-year-old Henry are chopping tomatoes and carrots.
What made you guys decide to do a cooking summer camp? Of all the camps in the world, why cooking?
Because I really love cooking and all. I've been to different cooking schools, and it's just basically like a soccer mom teaching kids how to make quesadillas.
Well, there are no soccer moms leading this camp. Chef Jeff is a self-trained culinary artist. Liam tells me Chef Jeff took the group on their first field trip earlier today. They toured a local farm.
What's it like going places where you see animals that you know you're going to like cook later?
It's kind of sad, especially with the rabbits. I mean, they look so cute and innocent and fluffy.
And then you eat it?
I've never had rabbit, and now I probably know that I'm never going to have rabbit. I mean, the farmer said it was going to taste just like chicken, so I'm just going to stick to chicken.
Me too. Liam adds many of the skills he's learning at the culinary center are being applied in his family's kitchen.
When we do pasta, I do the sauce. And if it's like jarred sauce, I usually add some Romano or something.
I'm going to tell you a secret. You guys can cook better than I can.
Really?
Yes, really.
Well, what can you cook?
Pretty much anything that allows me to cook it in the microwave.
Like, you mean like frozen pizzas and stuff?
Exactly. Is that not considered cooking?
Well,
I take that as a no. I make my way back to the youngest chef, Harry. He's with Chef Jeff at the stove where they're cooking the chicken for Harry's chicken noodle soup. Harry tosses in a few pinches of salt here and there.
No, big pinch.
Just like that. There you go. Perfect. See, you're already a chef, buddy.
Chef Jeff tells me since the camp runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., he modifies most of the meals so the kids can cook as much as possible in the short amount of time.
Normally, we don't want food to stick, but in a case like this, the more it sticks, the more flavor the stock will have.
Boy, that looks yummy.
Doesn't that look good, Harry?
Not only does the food look appetizing, but Chef Jeff says it's healthy, too.
We talk about everything from whole food and healthy choices to nutritional analysis and portion control.
Chef Jeff and Harry finish up the chicken. Most of the soups are now done, too. In only 2 hours, the chefs were able to whip up potato, tomato, and vegetable soups, as well as BLTs, turkey, and ham and Swiss sandwiches. This is Auburn's third year at the camp. Her turkey and bacon sandwich passes her taste test. Next up, Harry and Sophie's chicken noodle soup.
Could use a little salt, but it's good.
Everyone takes turns tasting all of the soups and sandwiches, and they all receive a thumbs up. Now all I have to do is go home and practice so I can be like these young chefs and cook actual meals, not just microwave them.